Good morning. 6:52 a.m. on July 28th. And yes, I'm running a little bit late today. I was up too late last night trying to help a student not fail the class. And so I've been up less than an hour. To say that I'm not quite awake yet would be a serious understatement. And to say that I really didn't want to come for the walk this morning is serious understatement as well, but here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm going to go over the mile mark here in a second, so almost halfway. Yeah, all the grades, finally. I've got to file one more online form, and then I'll be done with this course. 18 minutes and 58 seconds. Good. So my first mile this morning, under 19 minutes. That's good. That's an excellent time. Especially since you consider that it's counting the time that I stopped for taking the picture. So, yeah. Cranking right along. Let's see. What else? So yesterday's work was recording and audio work. And good morning. And I spent a portion of my time going through and finding the breakpoints and counting up the word counts and the breakpoints in the long chapters. It took a lot longer than it should have, and I'm not quite done yet, but it does look like I can break it up into pieces that are a bit more digestible in terms of episode length, in terms of word count per chapter. One of them's kind of small, but it's no smaller than some of the early chapters. So it looks very much like 30 to 40 minutes is going to be the window, because that's around 5,000 to 6,000 words. I think that's where it's going to fall out. I have to see what the next little couple of bits. I got a couple left. I have a couple left to do. I got interrupted yesterday when I had to drop everything and take elder daughter over to the high school so she could turn in the band uniform that she was supposed to turn in last year, at the end of the semester. But neglected to, and now they're sending them out to be cleaned. And of course, hers wasn't there. So, you know, nothing difficult. That's just a pain in the butt. I'm going to take a half hour out of the day. And of course it's during my 3 hours, but they needed to get them back by noon. So today, looking ahead, I think I'm probably going to file the grades this afternoon and beat the rush. I have until 9 a.m. Eastern time, which is 7 a.m. my time, Monday morning to file the paperwork. And then this course will be done. I've got an invite to attend a cookout for one of the neighbors who got her master's degree and got her job, and she's very excited. And so I'm probably going to go to that. It's Sunday night. Won't take too long. But a little solidarity, I think, is called for. She's also the woman who does half of the driving for school. And now that she's got to go basically to the same place and at the time where it's appropriate for the morning run, she's going to have that little added incentive to make sure that she takes that trip in the morning. So very cool. Let's see. Audio work today. I've got to record some more. I recorded about an hour's worth yesterday. I still haven't edited all the stuff that I have, but I figure if I get it recorded, And when I run into one of those days, like I will tomorrow morning, when I can't record because Sunday's irrigation day, so the sprinklers will be running. By the time the sprinklers stop running, the washer and dryer will be. So Sunday morning, I won't be able to record. So Sunday morning is definitely an edit day. This morning is going to be a couple hours worth of edits. Although my wife got up early, so with any luck, that won't be an issue for her today. I had envisioned that she might stay up too late last night and then sleep in this morning, but she didn't. She's up. She's moving around. So I can't record while she's asleep because the recording booth is right underneath our bedroom in the cellar. So the recording booth is in the cellar. The bedroom's on the ground floor. And so to me, standing basically under the bed and talking out loud is not really conducive to sleeping. So, but she's up, so when 9 o'clock rolls around, I can go in and do another hour or so of recording, put a few more minutes in the can. Good morning. And make some progress there. So I'm not anywhere near where I need to be in order to get an August 1st audio release. So yeah, it's going to be print and ebook. I think it's going to be fine. I got some more copy edits coming in. It's going to be a pretty clean book, I think. It's not going to be perfect. It never is. You can't. Typos are like bugs in computer programs. You can't prove that there aren't any. You can only prove that you haven't found it yet. You can't certify that there are no bugs. You can only certify that you did due diligence in trying to discover and eradicate them. So that's one of the issues. Looking forward. What am I going to do today? I have to do the grocery run. Good morning. I have to do a grocery run. I'm out of food. I was quite peeved that we waited too long. I had to toss out a salmon fillet. Not a big chunk, but still. Wound up eating chicken last night, which is okay. I did get too smoky. I discovered something that I was doing with the cooking that I need to stop. Trying to hurry it by closing the lid captures the smoke inside and gives the food an extra level of smoke that doesn't necessarily work too well. It's okay on the salmon, so when I was eating salmon and doing it, it didn't matter. But the chicken really picked up a lot of wood smoke flavor that was more burning down the house than delicately flavoring. So, yeah. Oh, and I did make my goal. I'm down 2 pounds from last Saturday. So it is working. I've kind of fallen off the wagon in terms of using the log to log my food. But I'm in such a rut now in terms of, okay, well, I can have this for breakfast, I can have this for lunch, and I have only this much for supper. And I have my 2 cups of milk in the evening, and I can have a couple pieces of fruit during the day. And that's it. I really need to eat more vegetables. I'll get on that today. I got a new head of lettuce. I love heads of lettuce with a little dressing. It's so crisp and cool and crunchy, and I love the flavor of lettuce. So a little vinaigrette, a little lettuce, a little pepper. Maybe a few chunks of tomato or cucumber on the side. Yeah. Making my mouth water just thinking about it. So, let's see. 190. So I'm 5 pounds. 198 is where I started. It's been 6 weeks. I forget now. It's only been 4 weeks. Maybe it's been 5 weeks and I've actually lost a pound a week like I planned. Go figure. Keep it up, keep it up. Or keep it off, keep it off. And that's the mantra. I'm planning ahead to how I'm going to treat myself after the official doctor's weigh-in. Assuming, of course, that I have earned a treat. And I think, regardless of how the way it goes, I think I'm going to have earned the treat. And so I'm debating on pie or ice cream. It's hard to say. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. August 9th, the official weigh-in. So we'll see. Love cherry pie. It's cool this morning. It's not quite as cool as it was yesterday. It feels almost as cool, but the temperature is actually 5 degrees. Maybe a little bit more, higher. It's a lovely morning with a little bit of high fluffy clouds. Maybe 50% clear maybe. It's a beautiful sky today. Sun is of course well up compared to where it normally would be. I'm almost, half an hour anyway, late from where I wanted to be. It was after 6:30 before I got out of the house, which is kind of a pain. But I did need to get through some of the coursework. I was working, I literally rolled out of bed and into coursework, and then put on clothes and trundled out the door. I don't think I was up more than a half an hour. I did get the coffee going. There's coffee waiting for me when I get back. There's fresh toast, fresh homemade bread waiting for me when I get back. I did have tortillas for lunch yesterday, tortillas and salsa. It was commercial salsa, but it was still pretty tasty. I only had like a couple tablespoons of salsa left in the bottom of a tub. And also I added a tablespoon of hummus for spreading over the tortillas. They were pretty good. They were kind of flat. But this little, when you think of wheat flour, salt, baking powder, it's not a lot. And it was only very little salt. It's not a lot of flavor. Flavor needs to come from the baked grain and a lot there. I did roll them a little bit thicker. That did seem to make them a little bit less like crackers. Now, I'm not quite sure how this is supposed to go, because I get them from the tortilleria down the street occasionally, and they're lovely, and they're soft, and they're flexible, and they're like little hunks of heaven. I don't know how they do it. But I'm not done trying. This is a lot of fun, and I've got a pound of lard to use up, so a tablespoon at a time. It'll take a while. I suppose I could make refried beans with it too. It's supposed to be one of the key ingredients. I made a pot of beans, of pinto beans, a while ago, and spent about a week having them for lunch, which was great for me, but the family wasn't too thrilled with the gastrointestinal results of my eating spiced beans 4 days in a row. So yeah, I still want to make some more. If nothing else, it'll keep them at a distance. So, let's see what else. Seems like there ought to be a lot more. Uh, I'm so glad this class is almost over. Jeez. Just have to file the grades. Now, if I can remember how to do that. I have to clear this incomplete. I've sent off a note to the department chair asking for guidance. So he's been officially exonerated. Passed by the skin of his teeth. It just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like you sit there as a teacher, you sit there and shake your head at the students. And then when I sit back and I think about the fact that these people are teachers in their own right and how their performance as students compares to what they must allow in their own classrooms. Or perhaps they don't. Perhaps they don't see it as being somehow disconnected. Or perhaps they see it as being disconnected. It's like, well, my students try to get away with everything they can, so I'm going to try to get away with everything I can. Anyway, I can't really. I probably shouldn't talk about students at all, ever. So, let's see. What to do? I didn't mow the lawn yesterday. I'm feeling particularly lazy today, so I'm probably not going to mow today either, which means Monday for the next opportunity to mow the lawn. And I'm never going to teach another class. Yeah, I say that. And I know perfectly well. I say that, and I'll be eating those words, so I'm not going to say it. It's like, I really don't ever want to teach a class again. I can say that pretty clearly. I never want to teach a class again. I knew the monetary reward was modest, to put it in its best possible terms. But I never expected that sales of a single novella would earn more at 99 cents than what I earn teaching a course during a regular semester. I mean, that just makes no sense to me. There it is. And as we've said before, this teaching gig would be pretty sweet if it weren't for all the students. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. And I just finished my 2 miles. 18-minute miles. We're doing good. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then.